Welcome to the first recorded meditation, the first of 13. Before we get started, I just want you to find a comfortable space to be in. It's important that you won't be interrupted, although, of course, if you are, you can always come back to it later. If you can find a quiet place where you'll have space to yourself without interruption, that's ideal. Whether or not you sit or lay down is up to you, whatever is most comfortable for you. Find that position now. You can be sitting up straight in a traditional meditation position. You can be semi-reclined in a comfortable seat, supported with your back along a wall, lounging, or even just laying down. Whatever is comfortable for you for this short meditation is the right position to be in. And then I want you to comfortably rest your eyes. They don't have to be closed all the way. They can be open a little bit if you're outdoors and you're enjoying the scenery around you. Feel free to keep your eyes open, but keep them relaxed. From your eyes, I want you to relax the rest of your body, releasing the tension in your neck and your shoulders and your back, repositioning yourself if you need to, and try to find the most comfortable position for your body as possible. Now, as you're relaxing into this comfortable position, I want you to start to visualize with your mind's eye a stone, a black stone. It's shiny and dark, a bit glassy in appearance. And this black stone, maybe it's glassy like obsidian, or perhaps a bit of a silver reflection like hematite. This glass stone, it can be floating above you, imagined in the palm of your hands, next to you, under you. You can visualize this stone any place that you want. This is your tool to ground you through this meditation. And this blackness represents all that is hidden, all that is hidden in the shadows of our life, all that we don't know yet. You're joining me here in this meditation as part of this program to start something new, to explore something new. And that newness, that unknown territory, can feel scary. So I want to start off by going all the way into the darkness. You can envision yourself inside of that stone, or perhaps simply a shadow of darkness emerging from the stone that you've visualized. Going all the way into this cave of darkness, this unknown. And yet within the unknown, there's security, there's safety. It's unknown, and yet it feels a bit like a cocoon, an opportunity to recreate yourself, to go into the darkness and emerge as something new, improved. You're relaxed into this shadow, into this dark space. And perhaps feelings of fear are coming up as well. And this is your opportunity to acknowledge them. What is it that you're afraid of? Are you afraid that this isn't going to work? Are you afraid that months or a year from now, you're going to be back in the same place as where you started? Are you simply afraid of the unknown? Whatever might be coming up for you in this dark space, allow it to come all the way to the surface. Don't explain it. Don't justify it. Don't argue with it. Don't try to convince yourself. Just allow these fears to come up. You're alone in the shadows of a dark cave, and yet you're safe to explore these feelings. You know that nobody's going to know what you're thinking. You know that nobody is going to be coming in to interrupt you. Allow these feelings to come forth. And as they surface, you realize that it's in this darkness that you are safe. It's in this dark cave that you can wrap yourself into a cocoon. You can wrap yourself with your own confidence and security and trust that any feelings or thoughts or fears that are coming forth won't harm you. They're just thoughts right now. They're not reality. They're things that might happen in the future that might not happen in the future. And as you allow yourself to continue to relax, if you feel any tension building up, any feelings of anxiety, focus on relaxing those body parts back down, relaxing them back into the comfort that they started in. Imagine the stone that you first started with and see it not just as a dark stone, but also as an opportunity for reflection. Even the darkest obsidian reflects the light beautifully. The darkest obsidian captures that goodness and that light and the other side of the shadow to reflect it back to you. The black hematite also has a silver sheen that again reflects that light back to you. And this is a reminder that even in our darkest moments, whether we feel cozy and warm and comfortable in ourselves, or whether we're having thoughts and feelings bubble up, in that cave of our own mind, in the darkness, the light comes. Just like the yin and the yang, or the yin and the yang, however you prefer to pronounce it, within the swirl of darkness, there is a spot of light. And in the swirl of lightness, there is a spot of dark. One transforms into the other. And that idea of darkness and lightness coexisting is a message to carry with you, to be flexible, to know that no matter what thoughts or feelings you're having, we carry all feelings with us at all times. We have access to all feelings at all times. One feeling lives within the other. And as you visualize that stone, whether it's in your hand or next to you or above you or below you, imagine that stone to symbolize the color black, not a color that we spend a lot of time thinking of. By some definitions, it's an absence of color. And yet, when we look at pigments, black is actually an accumulation of all colors. And so we know that even in the unknown, we can access our full self, our full range of emotions. And as the shadows and the darkness of the cave that you've been in fade away, imagine that the light reflecting off of that stone is now showering you with lightness, with joy. Every glint of the sun that's reflected off of the stone shines onto your heart and lifts you up. You can begin to gently open your eyes, wiggle your toes or your fingers to bring that lightness and capture that lightness into your body. And know that even as we go into difficult and dark times, lightness is waiting for us on the other side. And know that even as we enter the unknown of a new approach to our health, to our food, our nutrition, our bodies, that all range of possibilities are available to us within that unknown. From within the cocoon, the most beautiful butterflies emerge. And this is your opportunity to enter your own cocoon, to cultivate your new possibilities. So as this month goes on, I challenge you to find a black object in your home and place it either in a position on a small ritual space or altar space or just by the front door. Make it beautiful. Find a small shelf, your bedside table. Find a small place to make beautiful and place a dark or black item there to remind you of all that is held within the unknown, of all the possibilities that you're being presented with right now. As we go through the guided meditations, each month you'll have an opportunity to add or swap out the objects and items to help you remember these ideas. And remember that at the heart of this opportunity of all choices within the unknown also lies an opportunity to be flexible. Any time that we enter the unknown, we can choose from many, many outcomes. And all we have to do is to re-enter that state of unknown, that state of openness, that state of cocooning, going into our own cave. That in itself is an opportunity to be flexible and to look for a different approach, a different outcome, a different feeling. So find, as you emerge from this meditation, an object that already exists in your home. It can be anything that means something to you, anything that's pleasing to look at. It can be a picture that you draw if nothing is coming to you, to remind you every time you see this beautiful black object or any black object in the coming months that you have the opportunity, that the unknown is full of choices and you can always be flexible in how you approach what's coming to you and what you're attempting to create and cultivate in your life. Take this opportunity now to contemplate the beautiful black object that you have chosen for today's meditation.